Andrea Shorter engages communities of color in dialogue about gay marriage and with Equality California as coalition coordinator. Hi, Andrea.
Hello.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT issues?
Well, given that I'm LGBT myself, you know, that's a good question. I think it's that's who I am. You know, I'm African American, I'm lesbian in many respects, a labor of not only love on my part, but also I'm part of the struggle too. I want the next generation of young black lesbians and other lesbians of color to not have to live in a world where we are grappling over whether or not we can marry the person that we love. We're not living in a world that DOMA exists or that there's any question in terms of having an inclusive policy such as, you know, INDA should be. I don't want that. I really don't. There's no need for that. We have many other needs in this world where our talents and our energy should be placed, so that we can all live out to our full potential. So for me, personal commitment is really about feeling healthy and whole. I'm someone that I'm obviously very out, very proud, and I want to make sure that anybody else that's coming up, the next generation, that these are no longer issues, that they are liberated from the moment of birth, that they are liberated from the moment of coming out, and will not face discrimination in the way that we are or people in the past. Hey, I had the honor of taking Phyllis Lyon to a dinner the other night from the Bay Area Lawyers for Individual Freedom, which is the gay lawyers association here in the Bay Area, and they honored her. And I was so thrilled, delighted to accompany her for a variety of reasons. We've known each other for as long as I've been in San Francisco, and she and Dell were always very supportive of me. And I can only just think of, my goodness, you know, the things that they went through and the all that they have done, all that they have sacrificed so that I could be there and be there with her. And, you know, who would have thought that in 1940-something, 1950-something, that on a day like the other, that I would be sitting there and we would be sitting there together as friends? That might not have been possible, but she made that possible. So that's why I'm personally committed. It's our turn. It's my turn to take that legacy, build on it, and so that's why I'm personally committed.
What kind of a timeline would you like to see for LGBT equality in this country?
Oh, I think that I am very optimistic and very hopeful in doing everything I can along with my friends and colleagues to see to it, for one, that we do have marriage equality, not only in California but across this country. I think it'll take less than a decade to affect that. I'm hoping that within the next 5 years we'll see that happen around the country for all. You know, again, as far as DOMA and INDA, I'm hoping along the same timeline. But I think that generally speaking, I think that these are milestone issues or sort of keystone issues. I think that we can affect real change within the next 5 years and at the most within a decade. I'm very sure that if we just change hearts and minds, that we'll be able to open those doors. But we also have to be of the understanding that our opponents, our enemies, people that seek to not only divide and conquer, but be quite direct, they're really seeking to obliterate and to annihilate us as best as they possibly can. If it was up to them, we'd not only say that we could not marry, but if it was up to them, it would be okay that we're not able to adopt children, that we're not able to be foster parents, and those are the things that I think that we have to be mindful of. So as Harvey Milk said, hey, those folks have a shopping list. So marriage equality is one issue, but we've also got to keep our eye out on the fact that they have a whole series, they have an agenda of ideas and things that they want to do in order to change our democracy into more of a theocracy, which will not include the rights of LGBT folks. So our work is cut out for us, but I am very hopeful that within the next 5 years, at the most, a decade, 10 years out, that we will have, in effect, come out victorious on some of these keystone issues. 10 years from now, I want to be laughing in the streets, like, ah, ha, ha, can you believe that people said that we couldn't marry the ones that we love? Look around. You know, Western civilization as we know it hasn't fallen apart. People are able to marry who they want, and life goes on. So I'm looking forward to that day.
Edwin Seth Brown is ambassador to Germany for the International Gay and Lesbian Travel Association. Hi, Edwin.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How did you become involved with gay travel?
In a former life, I was a dancer. I was a modern dancer. And my career took me to all of these wonderful places around the globe. And I just thought, how much fun to be able to, having been to those places, go into those communities, seek out the very best of those communities, and bring it to like-minded people with a sense of ease and a sense of security that really allowed that traveler, when they're reading about the destination, someone with their point of view is bringing them a reference. And I thought that would be a wonderful introduction for the gay traveler and a wonderful fit for me since I am gay.
Your appointment as ambassador to Germany for the International Gay and Lesbian Travel Association, what does that entail?
Wow, it's a big job. IGLTA is a wonderful networking association. And my job is to find people who are interested in taking care of the gay traveler, educating them as to what the gay traveler is looking for and how we want to be treated, networking their businesses into all of the travel agents that belong to the association so that their resources for their clients become more extensive. And on my part, I go out, I identify businesses that want the gay traveler, I meet with them, I talk to them about what they could be doing and might do to encourage the gay traveler to come there, things like sensitivity training, small things that you would never ask a heterosexual couple, you know, and why would you ask a gay couple? Or just a way of being more sensitive in the approach and the outreach. Because the number one thing in travel is we want to be welcome. So it's all about understanding the gay community, giving them, we have seminars, trainings that they can involve themselves in, and then we have a wonderful network of people that provide services to the gay traveler. Travelocity is there, American Airlines is there, a host of fabulous hotels that are there, and of course all the small businesses that feed into these communities that say to the gay traveler, you're welcome. And as an ambassador, I want to make sure that that welcome is as wonderful as possible.
You know, there's been a real rise of HIV and AIDS among young Afro-Americans who don't relate to being gay, but relate to themselves as men who have sex with other men. What do you think about this?
I think that's a mistake. I don't care who you are. If you're having sex with another person, you should be using protection. In our world, this illness has not been eradicated, and it's incumbent upon all of us to always be vigilant, always let everyone know, yes, there are choices. Make a wise choice, and the wisest choice one can make is to use protection. That's my personal philosophy. I am a black person, and in my community, being black when I grew up was very, very difficult. I'm in my late 50s now. And when I grew up as a black person, you couldn't be gay in the communities because the church was very, very non-accepting of same-sex practices at all. Because there was such a feeling that you had to be a man just sometimes to get down the streets, because I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, you had to be a very, very strong personality not to have somebody trying to push themselves on you or bully you. I'm lucky. I have a strong personality, and I had a grandmother that says, well, the reality is, if he whips you a little behind, you got to deal with the whipping I'm going to give you. So all of a sudden, I learned a way to be strong and to fight back, and I came out when I was just 9 years old, because I knew that I was different. I wanted to do ballet classes. I didn't want to play football. I didn't want to play baseball. I wanted to go to a dance class. I knew that there was something different about me. And I'm not saying that every dancer is gay. I'm just saying I had something different about me. So in the black community, there was an extreme amount of denial about this disease. Now the black community has to take a hold of itself, and it has to realize that just because you don't want to accept it doesn't mean it's not there. And I don't care what sexual preference you have. In this day and age, to move forward having sex without protection is not a wise decision. And in the end, it all comes down to making good, sensible, safe decisions.